when it comes to music, Bobby Patterson is an old soul.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Someone get the hose for Miss Annie Rose, 'cause she's hotter than a $2 pistol.
Bobby Patterson got his start in the 1960s at the height of soul and rhythm and blues. His new album is called I Got More Soul.
I got more soul. I got more soul.
Bobby Patterson now joins us from the studios of KERA in Dallas. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, Scott, it's my pleasure to be here. I see you said I'm an old soul. 3 score and 10, and I'm still going to win.
3 score. That's 70 years old, isn't it?
There you go.
I had to take off my shoes to add that one up. You don't sound 70.
Well, thank you. I have a young heart and a young spirit, and I try to keep up with everything going.
You have been a recording artist, obviously, a performer, producer. You've been a DJ.
Right.
How does that all add together and make you the performer you are?
Well, it all adds up into experience. You know, I've been behind the scenes as an A&R man, a writer, producer, a promotion man, everything that you could do on the flip side. And also when I did the DJ thing, I try to make people happy. This is a pleasure for me to do this now at my age. You know, it's not so much of a business thing. You know, I get fun out of it. It's a gift from God that I use wisely. I like for everybody that comes to see me or be around me to have fun. Because, you know, merry heart does good like a medicine. So I like for you to open up your ears and take your medicine.
'Cause it's so easy to get put out. But it's so hard, hard, hard to get back in.
Yeah. I like your medicine. Knowing music, being blessed enough to interview a lot of musicians over the years. Let me say how to phrase this nicely. A lot of musicians don't get to 70, do they?
Nope, most don't. And I am a blessed person, you know, to still be around. And I give a lot of that credit to, first of all, God gets all the credit. And then my mother, Dorothy Patterson, who kept a level head on me all my life. You know, I come from an environment of real strict on one side of my mom's side, and then my dad was loose. You know, when I started playing music, he had to go with me in the clubs and stuff because I was too young. I went to tape a show one day. I think it was American Bandstand or something like that. It was a national TV show, and, you know, I was very excited. I was only like 16 or 17 years old, and when I got through singing and all, I asked my dad, I said, how did you like it? He said, when are you going to get a real job?
Well, you were 16 or 17. I mean, yeah.
It always kept me a level head on me. You know, I keep it as a job and something that I enjoy doing. So whatever you enjoy doing, if you do your best, then that's all you can do.
I want to listen to another of your songs, okay?
Okay.
This is a cover of a Sly and the Family Stone original song called Poet.
Right.
I'm told, Mr. Patterson, you were a real hit at the South by Southwest Festival this year.
Well, that's good to know.
Well, here you are at the age of 70, and you're cutting edge. You're with it. I mean, you're what's new. That's kind of amazing.
It's a good feeling to know, you know, but I can't get out of the boat. I can't swim, but I can float.
Well said, Mr. Patterson. Well said. I wish I had your verbal skills, you know. I just sit there and go, oh, really?
Well, it helps me to remember things. You know, I have so many lyrics to so many songs in my head over the years.
Yeah.
And, you know, by me getting off the stage and gaining knowledge of the business side of the record industry, nowadays you can cut a record in your bathroom on a cell phone. What kind of stuff is that, you know?
And, you know, some of them are good, aren't they? I mean, this
you know, there's a lot of good value in some of the newer stuff. But, you know, like when we play overseas and stuff, they don't like mechanical drums or horns and stuff. They like everything original. they like to hear real people singing without the harmonizer and stuff like that. So we this album here, we tried to keep it real. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you accept this job, it's like any other job where you're in the spotlight. You are affecting the people that you perform for. So you need to control yourself as an entertainer and as an upright citizen. You know, I'm Dr. Patterson, Pride and Joy. I grew up on the corner of Spring and Troy.
Can we ask you about another song?
Come on, yeah.
Your love belongs under a rock.
Your love belongs under a rock. I said your love belongs under a rock. Best of me, trying to make me feel small. Didn't take me long to figure out you really didn't love me at all.
This is not a love song exactly, but it is it's a song about life, isn't it? Let's put it that way.
It sure is. I wrote a lot of songs about life, and I've written a lot of songs about paying attention to love life, and some of these songs, if you really pay attention to them, they help your love life a lot.
You do, and you bring a lot of love in life and into your music.
I'm on a mission to raise your condition, not to be the cook, but to own the kitchen.
Bobby Patterson's album, I Got More Soul, speaking with us from Dallas. You take care.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, I'm one of a kind, and I'm here to shock your mind. Can you feel me?